Students at the Mulberry School for Girls in East London gave Michelle Obama a raucous welcome. The US First Lady was treated to singing and dancing displays and hugs from many of the girls. She may be their hero, but Mrs. Obama insisted it was her privilege to meet the students.
And I am beyond thrilled that you are working so hard to complete your education. It is so important.
The US First Lady is in Britain to promote her Let Girls Learn initiative. She spoke with passion about the challenges girls face around the world.
I just think about how much we're losing when we don't tap into that energy. That there's 62 million girls out there who are just as bright, just as impactful potentially, just as passionate, but who have no voice, no opportunity, no resources to develop into the young women that you all will be.
She also compared the students' East London neighborhood to her own working-class childhood on the south side of Chicago.
The U.S. First Lady came to this school in one of the poorest parts of the British capital to see the progress made in education here. Now, Michelle Obama hopes to build momentum worldwide and get millions more girls into education.
She announced plans for around $200 million in programs funded by the United States and Britain to promote girls' education worldwide. The first project will help 450,000 children in the Democratic Republic of Congo get a primary school education. Sierra Leone and Liberia will also benefit. Girls' education is key to tackling other challenges like poverty and maternal health, says Rocco Bloom of the charity Plan International UK.
Girls have incredible potential to be able to contribute to their economy, to contribute to the wealth of communities, but are often prevented from progressing because many parts of the world there is gender inequality that prevents girls from being able to access school.
The recent focus on girls' education by global figures like Michelle Obama and Malala Yousafzai has driven the issue up the political agenda worldwide.
If you look back at previous years, education was supported regardless of gender, and that meant that despite there being far fewer girls in school, that wasn't really picked up by donors, by development organisations. So the fact that we see an understanding internationally that girls really do face these additional challenges, and those challenges are being tackled, is a very positive thing.
Campaigners say the battle to get more girls in school will require a change in attitudes as well as investment. Michelle Obama says she will spend the rest of her time as US First Lady fighting for that cause. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.